From NPR News, it's day to day. Like the rest of the country, Wall Street is watching the presidential race closely. Janet Babin of Marketplace is here now. And Janet, how are the Super Tuesday results playing today on Wall Street?
Well, you know, Madeline, Wall Street likes to know what's going on. So ambiguous outcomes can lead to volatility even more than we normally see, the ups and downs we see every day in the equity markets. I spoke to Republican pollster Jim McLaughlin about Wall Street's reaction to Super Tuesday. His firm was working for Fred Thompson in the primary. And McLaughlin says that, you know, many Republicans are viewed that that's the party that, you know, sort of is aligned with business leaders in Wall Street. But actually, that's not necessarily the case these days.
They have to be friendly with both parties. They want to make sure that they're getting their hearing from both parties. I don't think either side has it locked up by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think Republicans or Democrats can take Wall Street for granted.
And McLaughlin says he's found in his surveys that more than 75% of voters say they're invested in the market. So Wall Street's really melded into Main Street. And according to the Center for Responsive Politics, it was actually Hillary Clinton who received the most donations in 2007 from the securities and investment sector. And that would include companies like Merrill Lynch and Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers, all the big Wall Street heavy hitters.
So it appears from what you've said that Wall Street really doesn't have a clear favorite in this race.
Apparently not this time. You know, it doesn't seem to be that way. McLaughlin says John McCain now looks like the front runner, but he wasn't Wall Street's first choice, in his opinion. That's probably because McCain's got that maverick reputation and he's voted against tax cuts in the past. And McLaughlin thinks business leaders would have favored Mitt Romney. But after last night, there's less chance for surprises on the Republican side. And he says that's something the market values, stability. And then we have the Democrats. McLaughlin says primary results there have raised even more questions about who's ultimately going to win the Democratic nomination.
Wall Street never likes uncertainty. And what you're seeing now on the Democratic side, it could be really interesting for the markets over the next, over the next couple months because of the uncertainty.
McLaughlin thinks that business leaders consider Hillary Clinton to be more of a known entity. And if you look back, the markets did pretty well when her husband was president. So she was looking like the sure bet in the fourth quarter, whereas Barack Obama is more of a question mark. But again, if you look at the numbers, both Clinton and Obama have garnered support from business leaders and major financial institutions.
And Janet, there is so much other economic news out there right now, and most of it is pretty bad. So does the election really have that much of an effect on the markets?
Well, a protracted election means that things will be less clear, and so that could affect the markets. But as you say, Madeline, there's so much other stuff going on right now with our economy. You know, we've got the credit crunch, the housing market issues. So for the time being, there's a lot that'll overshadow election results.
Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.